This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the world championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back to this edition of the Kona Edge. It's time to chat some cycling today. I'm Brad Brown, and we have a returning guest on, Subramani Venkatesh. Subbu, welcome. Thanks for joining us today. It's great to have you back on.
Thank you very much, Brad. I'm glad I could make it again.
So I'm excited to chat about your bike because it's also one of those disciplines that you've done a bit of work on, but you obviously enjoy spending a bit of time on your bike. You've done a couple of interesting races outside of triathlon, and one thing you said in our first chat is you need to approach the three disciplines essentially as individual sports, even though you have to tie them together. But when you're training, you need to train as a cyclist, and that's something you've really done, haven't you?
I did quite a bit of that kind of training during my career of Ironman. For the last 2 years, I've been training literally with a cycling coach. I'm not training with anybody else. And I have a different coach for swimming also.
Let's talk about your bike and what you've done over the years that you think has given you big gains. Can you pin it down to one or two things that have really helped you improve your performance on the bicycle?
The first thing I did was I would give a credit to the coach, and the next thing that I did was I invested on my gears, like power meter. That was the best thing that I ever did. These are the two things that I made a best investment so far in my cycling career. And also hiring only a cycling coach totally changed my training perspective in cycling, rather putting a lot of effort on some sweet spot training. I was also doing a lot of effort in aerobic and anaerobic efforts. That kind of boosted my cycling performances.
What do you love doing on the bike?
What do I love doing on the bike? I like good short threshold intervals at times. It depends on the day. For example, the last few weeks that I've been doing a lot of high intensity workout, like 30 second sprint on the hills, or sometimes I spend 2 minutes on the Vivo 2. Those kind of intervals I've been doing because it's early season. I don't want to do a long intervals right now. Right now, I want to increase my maximal effort and some strength training. The other training that I really, really like doing is it's called a ladder, which I do 20 minutes at the low end of the speed spot and the 10 minutes high end of the speed spot and 5 minutes at the threshold. This is my favorite workout to boost my functional threshold.
Do you do most of your training on your own, or do you train with a group?
Since I have a lot of training doing intervals, it's not going to be nice to encourage somebody to join me unless they are really a strong athlete, they enjoy doing intervals, and they can join me all the time. A lot of workouts are individual. Like some of the workouts, if I want to do endurance workout 2 hours with a group, then I'll go with the group training for that.
Super, you've also done an incredible race, the race across America. Tell us a little bit about that experience. 3,000 miles coast to coast. The team that you rode did it in 5 days, 23 hours, 9 minutes. That's phenomenal.
That was the one of the best race that I ever did in my athletic career. It has certainly added a big benefit in my cycling performances today. After training only for the RAM, I felt like my cycling performance gradually improved. It is one of the toughest race in the endurance cycling sport. Good thing is that I did with the team. I did not do a solo sport, solo or two team. Because for my strength and weaknesses, I don't think I can do a like a 13-day long distance race like that. It is totally a different experience race for me, Brad. The reason I would say different experiences, like it is the race that goes 24 hours round the clock all day. You are very less amount of rest, and you are focusing so much of doing this cycling all day long. So it is a different experience, and it is a good experience and a tough race.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Subbu, thanks for your time today here on the Kone Edge. Much appreciated. I look forward to chatting about your run next time out, but we'll save that for another day. Thanks for catching up with us.
Thank you, Brad. Thank you very much.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kone Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to theKoneEdge.com/bikeseminar now.